through the eyes of faith. You know, it's not complicated. Hallelujah. All right, children's church dismissed. Are you believing this morning? If you're not, go ahead and get a place of expectation. I like a man. He told me the other day, Themo, we've been praying for him, believing for him. And he works 7 days a week. And I thought that's pretty good for a man to work 7 days a week. He comes to church. That made my day for you to come to church. You work 7 days a week and you come to church. That's the way you do it. You don't do without the kingdom and do the natural stuff. Do the kingdom and the natural stuff. It's a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake. Hallelujah. All right, if you're not believing, go ahead and shift gears. I've never titled a sermon this before, but I heard the Holy Spirit this morning. He said, "What is your problem?" So that's the title. What is your problem? Whoo! I thought this morning, praise God, I ain't got none. I've done 1 Peter 5:7 all mine. How about you? I don't know what that means. That's your fault. I'm going to tell you what it means. 1 Peter 5:7. It says, "Casting all your care over on the Lord, for He cares for you." He can't take care of what you won't give Him. But what you give Him, He takes care of it. He works it out. Hallelujah. But I could hear it this morning. What is your problem? We're going to get on some stuff. You ain't got no problem. I heard this from R.W. Schambach going on to be with the Lord. I heard about him going over and God sending him over to preach the gospel, and they lock him up for it. And he ain't got the money to get out, and they go to the service that night and take up an offering at the tent meeting. They take the offering, go get him out, and they told him don't preach in town. And he goes back and preaches again, and they lock him up. And I'm listening to him on TBN. I'm a 27-year-old man like he is, and I'm sitting there I thought the world, the only reason that I'm still here is because Jesus saved me, and this world's still going to hell. I had all kinds of trouble in my marriage. I had all kinds of unfaithfulness that me and her had done, hurts and pain. Don't tell me about pain. Jesus bore it for you. Did He bear it or not? The Bible says He took all our pain on Himself, didn't He? Hallelujah. Bore our sicknesses. Hallelujah. The chastisement of my peace. He was chastised so I could have peace. The joy. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel it on in. I'm full of joy this morning. Oh, I'm full of joy. I got in, fixed my car. I'm her champion, my wife. I go in there and she ain't got no air conditioning. There's nothing no terrible than a woman that sweats and gets upset when she sweats. And she ain't got no air conditioning. You want to go to the Frosty Freeze and get an ice cream and some cheesecake. And it melts on the way back on the dash. And I sit there and I can endure all things through Christ Jesus who She didn't get ungodly, but you know, I'm one that I've always felt like, you know, whatever I got to do to fix it, fix it. If you use hay baling wire, tie that tie rod up and drive it, right? If you need to haul them watermelons and the bed's rusted out and your springs are up through the bed, just don't put the watermelons on the spring coming up through the bed. Just pile it all around them. This boy got saved. Then I get over here and get saved and the devil showed up. What? He didn't stop me down yonder. He didn't stop me from stealing. He didn't, Satan, I mean, he couldn't stop me. He's cheering me on. Yeah. And then I get saved. And then what's my problem? What's your problem? You can't serve God today. What's your problem? What's your problem? Hallelujah. Well, I could hear it in my spirit. It's my wife. And I thought, that's what Adam said. That woman, God. That woman caused me to backslide. That woman, God, she caused me to sin. That woman with her attitude, she's causing me every day to stay mad. No. What's my problem? It's me. Right? Because if God is God and He rolled back the Red Sea and I've given my heart to Him, then is there anything that He can't do? He can fix my woman. He fixed my woman. And thank you, Lord Jesus. I told Him, finally, you got her fixed. Well, I don't have to fight the good fight to be married to her. Right? But I didn't quit on account of her. You know, He gave her to me. Now, some of y'all picking out them women God didn't give you. Well, it's your fault. You can ask God to help y'all you want. That's yours. That's your Ishmael. That's yours. Hook, line, and sinker. Because us Christians, we find out the will of God by about a dog. Right? Father, we need to get a cat, dog. Does it matter to God? Sure it does. Sure. You might not need a dog. I'm not on dogs. But what's your problem? It's that woman. No, that's what Adam give the excuse to God. That woman you give me. Well, some of them, it's my kids. Well, that's exactly what Job said. Job got worried about his kids. You know, Travis got out. Teresa, she about went into a half depression. Only kid. So I went and bought her some chickens. I thought I got to get her mind off of Travis. Because I was kind of glad he was gone. I've raised him. Get out of my house, man. I can get naked. We can do what we want to, man. I was kind of glad. I felt like rejoicing. Praise God we made it. I dreamed for the day that he would leave my house. And me and Teresa could be alone again. But now Mama, she's different. What was her problem? What was her problem? Wasn't Travis. It was her. What was God's, was God big up till Travis left the house? And then he brought three more problems. Beth, Aubrey, and Aiden down the road. Somebody told me one time, they said, if it wasn't for my grandkids, I could serve God. And so now today, if it's your grandkids, what's your problem? I get rid of mine. If I don't get rid of them, you go on me. You're going to be just like my kid. You go on me. You're going to follow Pawpaw. And Pawpaw serves God. And Pawpaw don't make excuses. I'm waiting on Aiden. He got this bright idea because I'm working something with a little fruit stand. I care less about a fruit stand. You understand? I make big money. I've worked my way for 31 years, worked hard, diligent, faithful, followed God, leaned on Him, trusted in Him. But God, and I mean, relied on Him for 31 years. And a fruit stand, I ain't got time for the fruit stand. $3 a day. Whoa. Dear Jesus, I've got that thing for a purpose. I am my grandkids' papaw. And I'm going to lay those 12 tribes of Israel rocks by the river. And they're going to know whenever they go by that fruit stand that papaw serves God. Papaw taught us hard work. Papaw taught us to tithe and give God what was His. Papaw taught us, give them a little extra okra in the cup. Give them a little, bless them. Put them a right mater on it. But Papaw, it's a dollar. I said, give it to them. Show it to them. I said, baby, I said, if it's going to run, give it away before it. What am I teaching them? Generous soul shall be made fat. I've taught them at 9 and 10 that don't be selfish. Don't be selfish with the money. Give it away. Give some of it away. Hallelujah. Now, what's your problem? What's your problem? Don't give me that about Papa. I got two. Right? My kid went to church with me in the back seat, screamed all the way up there because the sun's in his eyes. I didn't turn around and say, forget church. My kid... I'd be letting him scream till he can't scream no more, and then he'll shut up when his mouth gets raw. Hello? I didn't have no problem. He wasn't going to be one. My problem, because I done found out that R.W. Schaumbach sitting there to a new Christian, hallelujah. Some of us new Christians, we're more bold than some of them been in it too long. But God, we did go serve God. If we have to get a mule, we riding it. If we have to borrow a car, we getting it. If we have to go on empty, we going, hallelujah. But God, we go, we got ministry, we going sick. If we have to go sick, we going sick. It ain't got nothing to do with what we're called to do, hallelujah. Who we're called to be, hallelujah. I heard some, well, it's my job. What's your problem? If it wasn't for my job, I got a job. I got a job, a church, kids, grandkids, wives, grandmothers. I got Teresa, I got family. I got my neighbors always in trouble. I got jobs don't work out and you have to go back and it costs you money. I'm over there having to bush hog because I didn't bush hog the first time and it's over 5 foot tall and my tractor's running warm and I ain't got no water over there, but I'm thinking, oh my God, I ain't even got time to be over here doing this. I need to be doing this and this and getting Darcy's thing put in down there and a heat and cooling system down there and some more vents put in and Teresa's truck's tore up. And I mean, then Travis and them, they don't like to work because it's hot. What's your problem? Come on, tell me what your problem is here. Let this mind be in me and you that's in Christ Jesus. He even got a little out of line with his parents. He's staying down there in the synagogue being about the Father's business, right? They go back and find him 2 or 3 days and say, hey, buddy, you going with us. I'm paraphrasing a little. Well, Jesus just went with the parents, right? Parents tell the kids what to do even if it's Jesus. Ain't that right? Hallelujah. Travis, I mean, if you teach your kids faithfulness in God, they'll shame you up. When you want to get slacker in your little later years after serving him 10 years, them kids have been over, what's your problem? You drug us, we're dragging you. Hallelujah. If you put it in them, or they'll just lay down and quit with you. But I heard it in my spirit, it's that husband. It's that husband. Teresa, she's trying to find out how to be the wife of the happy husband. Huh? She's thinking if she can get them scriptures and stuff just right, it teaches me that I'll straighten up and make her happy. I've never been able to make that woman happy. Well, that wasn't it, but that's my version. It's my sermon, I'll tell it like I want to. I'm just making a point. She's never been able to make me happy because true success and happiness don't come from this world, people, ain't no little ones, yeah, all of that stuff. True joy and happiness comes from the Lord to Christians. And when you're satisfied on the inside, you can deal with anybody. You can be around anybody and you are secure in him. I don't have, but Schaumbach said this. He said, you ain't got no problems. And I thought, that old man don't know where I live. That old man don't know what I'm going through hell at work. I'm coming home and going through hell. I'm being persecuted at work. They never persecuted me. I'd kill them back before I got saved. You don't say nothing to me. Just, you know. And then I get born again and I got to be a sweet Christian. See, what I didn't realize is the nature of God. He said, get angry, but don't sin. See, you can get mad, but you can't hold a grudge after the sun goes down. The Bible said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. That means that day you got to forgive them. You know, if you want to be under the spout where the glory comes out, and I'm going to be in it. I don't hold grudges against nobody. I've got people that's done me wrong from the time I was a kid. My sister and them did. Right? I've still got a scar where my brother back there, Eddie, cut my toe with a shovel. He done forgot about it. I've had to forgive you all these years, Eddie. We're down there out of Tarzan Vine, and he's got this bright idea, wintertime, naked, got underwear on, but he's wanting to dig a little pool. Going to dig us a swimming pool, spring down there. You don't remember it, do you? You remember it? Well, he cuts my toenail in half with a shovel. Every time I look at it, I thought, that's Eddie's fault. I've had that toe for 58 years. Yeah, thank God for the toe. He didn't cut it off. But it won't grow back flat. It's got a crease in it. It's just like it disformed it for life. But how many knows that toe's not me? Your circumstances ain't you. Eddie ain't me. Eddie can't control my life. The only thing that can is if I let Eddie control me here and here, right? So you ain't got, your job ain't your problem. Your kids ain't your problem. Your mama ain't your problem. My mama called me a false prophet because I wouldn't do what she wanted to. See, if that's you and you blaming everybody and telling everybody and got to blame everybody, you're a manipulator. You're trying to manipulate things so that you feel satisfied. Don't manipulate. Hallelujah. What's your problem? So you got to ask it. I just got the title. No, not that one. But I just got the title. And I told God this morning, I said, well, I don't reckon I have one, God. I don't reckon I have a problem. The only problem I got is I need more of you. I need to be closer to you. I need to be open to you more. I need to be pressed into you more. That's the only problem I have. I don't have no problem. Well, in the natural I do. Everybody ought to be in church this morning. Right? That's really not my problem. I cast that over on the Lord. I 1 Peter 1, 7 at. People's told me, well, I don't know. I work too much to come to church. Well, you need me to pray for you that God will strip that job for you before you'll have time for God. Let's do it. Because if you got more God, you won't need more money. He'll supply all of your needs, right? According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll supply. Hallelujah. When you got a need and what you have is not enough, pray and see if God wants that to be your seed. Because if your seed is not enough to get to take care of what you need, a seed into the kingdom, and then He says, I will supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Now the Bible says, let every man work. We need to be working. Us men need a job. We need a stable job. We need to be faithful on our job. We need to look toward our future, our job. Believe in God to increase. Johnny said it. I mean, he had 17 years under his belt when his company sold it out. And his option was way off, 45 minutes or whatever, driving to work. Huntsville, Birmingham. He's 7 to 15 minutes from work, whatever it is. And he goes to this company over there, and they said, we don't need nobody. Then they found out what he wanted, what he made, and they're like, wow, we really don't need nobody. Right. And then he says, but whatever. He wasn't there demanding, I've been over there 17 years. No, he's learned in church and the Bible and prayer and praise and worship in his intimate time with the Lord that Jesus is his source. He's learned it. And I saw it. I saw his faith. I saw it prove out. Look, and I can see your faith. You say you have faith, where you at? Where you been? What you doing? Hallelujah. They saw their faith. I thought about this when they carried the sick man to church, where Jesus was there, and they so many there that they couldn't get him in the house, so that they took him up on the roof and tore the roof off. That would be amazing. Yeah. Somebody got up here, man, we're going to carry him in there. Well, you let God's glory start happening here. They coming. Yeah. They going to come. Hallelujah. They going to come from afar, north, south, east, and the west. They going to come. And you know what God's doing? He's getting me and you ready to do the work of the ministry. He's getting us ready to take care of the problems, the inside problems, so that people come here and they get in the glory of God because we're handling our issues. See, husbands, y'all's wives ought to come home to the glory. Because you've been a man praising, worshiping all day. Because you ain't had your mind on all your problems. You ain't had your mind on all your cares and all your troubles. And you go home, praise God, and your wife feels like, or if you're going to have a wife, you need to get ready. Because she needs a safe home. She needs a secure home. She needs a man that is following God, that prays and fasts and takes the authority over that devil. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. I'm the man of my house, and Satan knows it. Satan knows it. He's scared of me. He ought to be scared of you. Right. Well, what if he starts messing with me? You ain't been here long. You hang in here. Stay planted. We'll teach you who you really are. We'll bring out them scriptures and God will quicken you to you're not a beggar, you're not a worm, you're not a defeated foe. You are not under Satan's feet. He's under your feet because Christ lives in you. Amen. And the more you walk in that faith and say, I don't have no problem, I have faith in God. And if you've got unforgiveness towards somebody today, bless God, let this day right here be the best day of the rest of your life and dump it. Dump that garbage. Dump it. Unforgiveness will keep you tormented. Unforgiveness will keep you in fear. Unforgiveness will keep you in oppression. Unforgiveness will keep you in unbelief. Hallelujah. And you won't feel good. You won't feel good about the Lord and the things of the Lord. You got to forgive. Forgive so your heaven. Do it for your own benefit. Hallelujah. And it's a choice. Forgiving is a choice. Well, you don't know what he did for me. What's your problem? Scripture's clear. Right? I had to forgive Teresa. We run around on each other. Most of it was my fault back before we got saved. She had to forgive me. We had to forgive others. You can't walk with God and cross bridges of victory in unforgiveness. You cannot walk with God. You begin to cross that bridge, he says, lay that down. Lay it down. This bridge right here is taking you higher in my glory. And you can't stand in my glory. The Bible says the sinner will not be able to stand in the congregation of the righteous. Right? Sinners can't sit in it. They can't take God's glory. No, that's why they come in and they get born again. They give their heart to Jesus. Then they can begin to experience God's manifest glory in walking out freedom that is already in Christ Jesus. I'm going down the road one day and I looked in my rearview mirror. I'm just trying to serve God and I can't figure out life and all of that. All I know is I don't know the Bible much and it's not making a lot of sense to me. The only sense I get is when I go to church. Somebody say, go to church faithful as a Christian. It ain't because you have to. I mean, I work because I want to have money to pay my bills. Right? I want to have more than enough. And I believe that's one of the avenues God uses to bring me to more than enough. In my giving, sowing seeds and tithing and giving. Hallelujah. Somebody wanted to borrow some money the other day and I told them, I said, okay, well, you just pay me back. And then when I got in their presence, I said, I don't want it back. I want you in church. And I told that person, I said, see, if you don't pay me back, then I can't get mad at you because I give it to you. Right? Yeah. Huh? If somebody owes you and Satan's riding your mind with it, give it to them. Right. Call them up. Forgive them. Just say, it's your glory to God. God just paid your bill today. God told me to give it to you, and so God just paid your bill. Now you begin to glorify God with that. Yeah. Hallelujah. But no, they're going to pay me if hell freezes over. Hell ain't going to freeze over and you're going to be half dead spiritually the rest of your life. The Bible says, give and it shall be. What's your problem? You won't forget this. This is not mine. It says, what's your problem? Because when that come to me, I thought, oh my God, what have I done? What's your problem? What's your problem? Sandy's been my problem. Y'all hadn't, you ain't been here long enough. You just keep it going. I'll have my opportunity. I have opportunity, praise God. Cassandra, she comes in late on her scooter. We're going to get you, we'll put you a motor on that thing if we have to. I can rig one up. I can do it, boy. I'll put you a weed eater motor on it. Like God, I believe I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Now, if I'm living under condemnation, I don't know if God will show me or not. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. My husband keeps me out of church. Your husband didn't keep you out till midnight and wanted to. You did it because you wanted to stay out. Right? Hallelujah. Teresa didn't keep me out. I stayed out. Hallelujah. And you know what? I quit going out on Saturday night. You know why? Because I fell in love, Keith, with somebody that loved me and saved me and wants me to church on Sunday. I fell in love with him. I fell in love with him because I felt that he loved me. He saved me. I didn't commit suicide. You might not have been that far. That's fine. But he saved you. You called on him and he answered you. And you know what? I fell in love with him. So I quit running around on Saturday night till 1 and 2 o'clock. Where I couldn't go to church and feel good in the presence of my Jesus. Hallelujah. What was my problem? Yes, I lost my Saturday nights. Yes, me and her lost the bar hopping and going and doing the jig and winning contests. She wouldn't dance with me, but buddy, I could cut a funky rug. I could win some contests, baby. I could dance. Play that funky music, white boy. Let's get down and boogie and play that funky music till you die. I can still sing the junk. I can still, but I'd rather dance to the Lord. I'd rather rock with the bass, hallelujah. I'd rather rock with Monty over here. He'd be dangerous if he could hear. We're waiting on his hearing to open up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, getting better and better. Told him one day, I said, "Woo, boy, you make that guitar sound good, Monty." Hallelujah. He gets down. If he had long hair, he'd look like Jesse Duplantis. Whoop-a, whoop-a. When he's doing it for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's had many problems. Just playing for the Lord. I've had many problems helping him. Play for the Lord. I've had many problems just a pastor. Hallelujah. I give up one time, Johnny, and I told God, I said, God, just let them go to hell. They won't come to church. They won't get faithful. You know, I'm trying, God. I'll walk with them through the fire. I'll walk with them through the flood, God. I'll give them my vehicle, if that's what you say, God. I'll give them. I paid people to come to church. I mean, I wasn't like giving them a payroll. I mean, they didn't have no gas and all that. And I'd say, just come to church and I'll give you some gas. I don't know when I can pay you back. Don't try. I'm giving it to you. I paid to get them in here. You know what I'm saying? And I got down, you know, I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm laying in the bed and Teresa, get up, it's time to go to church. I said, I'm not going to church. I'm not pastoring down there anymore. I'm not going to church. It's been a lot of years ago. What was my problem? It wasn't y'all. I mean, 70 left Jesus, and if Jesus didn't go, God, Father, there's no use. Did he? 70 of them left. You drink my blood and eat my flesh. If you don't, you can't partake. That's what he told them. Buddy, they left. 70 of them left him. I didn't see him down there. Oh, God, I tried hard. God, it's just terrible down here on earth. You just don't know how it is. Buddy, I mean, they'll stab you in the back. They'll do your kids wrong. Oh, it's just terrible. I didn't hear Jesus doing all that. He stood up and he said, Father, I thank you, Lord, that I've not lost not one that you've sent me. Hallelujah. You know what my problem was? I had my mind on people. I had my mind on what they should do and what they ought to do. And they you should be faithful people to the Lord. But if you ain't faithful to the Lord, praying, seeking, you won't be faithful to the natural things out here. I told Teresa, I said, I'm not going to church. I quit. You can't quit. I said, they do. I said, bless God, I'm the same way they are. I'll show them. So she goes and puts a note on the church. No church today. What you going to do? The pastor laying in the bed, spiritually dead. Right? What's my problem? God was saying, what's your problem? Man, I died for you. I put that call in you. I give you the strength to do it. I give you the faith to believe for the building. I give you the faith to believe that I could convert it without borrowing any money. I give you the faith with $300 to have a dream to do it. And so I told Teresa, she said, I'm not going to church. I don't want to go to church. Wait, come back. Oh, let's go to Faith Thursday. I said, I'm not going to church. If I want to go to church, I'll go to my church. I am full-blown in the flesh. I'm telling you, I ain't got a lick of faith to get out of the bed. When you're out of faith and giving in to oppression and all that, you are weak. You are weary. You are discouraged. You are surviving. You are just making it. You just wondering if everything's going to work out, wondering what your life's going to be. But I'm laying there, and I told her, I'm not going to church. And I laid there, and I thought, man, I done let her backslide one day. You don't want that woman backslid. That's the devil's daughter, man, I think. When she's backslid, dude, he's manifest like he did, God did through Jesus, through her. Satan does. Anyways, we'll move on from that. That's why I'm tough. She told me one day, she said, I've made a man out of you. I said, boy, I'm telling you, God did use you. He used you to get me and stay in faith. He used them opportunities. Well, I go to church. Sitting there and Bradley preaches a sermon. He preached a sermon. He said, my title this morning. And he said, you've lost your motivation. I thought, great. Stupid sermon. Lost your motivation. What kind of sermon's that? You've lost your motivation. Like I didn't know it. See, when you're in the flesh, you come to church. See, that's why you need to be prayed up at home. That's why you need to be fasting during the week. That's why you need to listen to some sermons. You need to hook up and keep yourself up. That way when you go to church, you're not in the flesh and it takes 45 minutes to get you out so you can receive from the Lord. Well, if I had faith like you. No, I got the same faith you got. We ain't got no special faith. We're built on our faith. Some people's on different levels of faith because they work. They study. They apply. They say, I'm not doing it no more. I'm not selling my trailer no more. God, you're going to have to supply. You said you would. I'm not punting my ring anymore. If God can save me, surely he can bring me to where I can believe for him to take care of me. Hallelujah. That's why when the Lord quickened that Proverbs 10:22, I don't care where you're at. My mama was on a fixed income, $650 a month. And I went, God said, go tell her to tithe. And I said, God, let me do it. $63 a month. I'll do it, God. And God said, you can give that money, but it won't do her no good. He said, I don't need no money. The gold and silver is mine. He said, the earth and everything in it is mine. He said, I don't need her money. He said, I need her to have trust in me. Instead of she's fixed on that income. See, she's fixed. That's all she can have. She get 50 cents a year. I went down there and my mama, just like all the rest of us, when we squirming like a pig, I told her, I said, God wants you to tithe, Mom. God understands. God understands. He looks on my heart. He sure does, and he don't see it trusting him. He looks on the heart. That's right. And he sees whether my heart is trusting him or not, Mom. I said, it's not God needs your money. I said, God's not trying to take away from you. I said, God wants you to be blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the... I said, he would be a respecter of persons if he would speak to me the scriptures and wouldn't speak them to you, a widow woman that has nothing. He would not be a just God. She didn't tithe. About 3 months, I went... He said, go back again. I thought, God... My mama used to get an iron skillet and knock you in the head if you messed with her too much. She'd knock you in the head. You better get out of here. If she got mad enough, she'd tell you, you ain't my kid and don't never come back to my house again. She would just tell you, Johnny, she was an Indian. She was a prideful Indian. She was a meanin'. That Satan told me that for years. You got Cherokee in you. That's why you got that attitude like your oldest brother, Paul Ray. He was mean. You're Cherokee. You got Cherokee like that's some big deal. I'm flesh. That was just Satan puffing my stupid mind up. Cherokee. Daddy was Irish. We don't know what they was. I found out I'm a mixed breed. I'm not full-blooded. I'm a mutt. That's what they call them mixed breed dogs, right, mutts? But you know what? When I came to Jesus, I found out, pray God, that I got royal blood. That I entered into a family, praise God, that has royal blood. It's not the flesh. It's the spirit of man. Hallelujah. It's the spirit that he puts in us, a conquering spirit, a God spirit. Well, you know, my mom went up and I told her, and she said, boy, I'm telling you right now, God knows I can't afford to get no tithe. I said, tell him. Tell him. Yeah. Don't tell me. I didn't write that Bible. But I would minister to her. I would say, God, the heavens are opened up if you'll tithe. They're already open. They're just open. And you've got them shut for this house. You got them shut. I'm not trying to get you to tithe. Fact of the matter, I think y'all and all need to pray and fast and see about giving me a raise. I hadn't had one in a few years. I don't know how many years I ain't had one. Besides, God told me to give my income away, so I don't get it anyways. But everything God gives me to this church, I give it to somebody. He told me to. He said, I want you to give it to him. I thought, man, that was going to be part of my retirement. You know, I mean, man, the church paid me more than I made in a year in the 90s. Take me a year. I get to preach 3 times a week. Well, my mama calls her up one day. What was her problem? It was her, wasn't it? It wasn't God. She lived in us family, had to take care of her. All of that gas in the wintertime. I bought her 2 cars and paid cash for them. Because I didn't want her going down yonder like she'd always done, $50 a week, $200 a month. So I bought her last 2 cars and paid cash for them, given to her. And but anyhow, she calls Teresa up. Teresa done all her bills and all of that stuff. What was she doing? She was making a conscious choice to come out of Lodabar, to come out of nowhere land, to come out of not enough. She had made the choice, I'm going to honor God. And she called my wife, didn't call me. She was still upset because I'm talking to her about tithing. So she ain't going to call me. She usually calls me. She called me one time about one of my sisters. And she says, Hutchin over here drinking that devil's brew. I need you to come over and kick her out. And I said, Mom, calm down. Just calm down. We ain't kicking nobody out. She had me to get a cowbell so she could ring her daughter where she could hear her. Ring a ring a ring a ring a ring. I got her cowbell. Need to took it away from her. put her a phone in her bedroom. Guess who she's calling me all the time, telling me everything Nita ain't doing. I mean, you come over here and Nita took the phone out. You got to live by faith with these kind of people, right? Stay in a right spirit. You'll learn how to walk in love. You learn how to develop in love. And when you're developing love, you stay in faith. Now you work, your faith works, your healing comes, your money. He works all things together. Romans 8:28 begins to work for you. He begins to work out your finance. He begins to work your marriage out. But you can't be a manipulator. Don't manipulate. Don't manipulate your husband and wife. Don't be a manipulator. Be straight. So my mom, just pay my tithe. Well, you know what? When she died, Aiden told Travis, he had heard a story in here. How many of those little kids hear your stories? He had heard a story. Hey, I know why Papa's rich. He said, cause his mama, his grandma left him all that money. He's come up with the reason why now. Papa's rich. We go in there, and it kind of felt a little embarrassing to me one day, because I don't tell them kids we're just broke, can't afford. I never told Travis, you can't afford, we can't afford nothing. You have what you say, right? If you believe the Bible, you're born again. Your words are more powerful than a sinner in your life. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. If that one thing happens, it's another. That's what you're going to have. That's what you're expecting. You're expecting that to happen to you. So one thing after another keeping you from prospering. One thing after another keeping you from going. You're expecting that. You're speaking that. You're saying that. And you have that harvest. And so Travis had to explain to him that it wasn't a big bunch of money. Now my mom paid all her bills, and Travis was able to send a check to every one of her kids, got a check after her death. From a $650 a week widow, broke widow. Broke widow. Broke. I'd make her feel good and carry her $20 over every now and then. Just stick it in something up there and say, there's 20 in there, Mom. I called her up one day and I said, Mom, I said, you got to spend some money. It's fixing to affect your check. She wasn't working. She's bedridden. Right? She's honoring God. Increase comes to those that honor God. It ain't about your job and extra hours and not the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We don't have no problems. We get the scripture. We take that scripture up there and it says Scotty's the head, Eddie's the head, Preston the head, Joe Bob. No. I never forgot those names. Noah's his twin. Hey, work. You ought to work down there. If you're flipping hamburger, doing whatever you're doing, you're making minimum wage and you're barely getting by, and they cut your taxes. The time they cut your taxes, you're paying $100 a week, and you're bringing home $75 a week. Well, you just go ahead and give God $17, and you just keep on that job, just praising God. You just praise God, and you flip that, or you do what you do, and you praise God for the little, and you say, "But I'm not staying here, God. You said you would increase me more and more, according to your word in Psalms 115. You would increase me more and more, Lord. You said your favor would, your goodness and mercy would follow me in Psalms 23. In verse 3, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I'm going to go to church. You can't keep me out of church. Open heart surgery kept me out for 3 weeks, and that's the longest I've ever been out of church other than backslid. And if you've been out 3 weeks, you're backslid. And I was come to church because I felt backslid. I felt dead. My body had been cut open. My spirit was saying, go preach. My pastor said, don't preach. Just calm down. You don't need to preach right now. You've been out of the hospital a week. Just take it easy. Tell Teresa, I said, give me some clothes out. Where are you going, church? I was a white boy. All of my tan and stuff had left because I guess they sucked the blood. I don't know what happened. I looked in the mirror and I thought, I'm white. It's because I hadn't been in the sun 3 weeks. Nah, man, my body went through some hell on earth. But in my spirit, I'm like, glory to God, this body, I tell my body, you're going to have to straighten up. You getting up, you going. You're going to go. Well, you got to do that, and not even in open heart surgery, but how you feel now. What's going on now? You get up and you say, my spirit is the one that I live by. My inner man is the one that I live by. And I stand on the word of God, and then the Holy Spirit begins to back it up. Well, you know what? My mom left here a blessed woman. I've moved her in my brand new remodeled home that I bought new. And I told her, this is your home. So God gave her a home. Brand new one. Live out her last days in a brand new one. Right? She had lived in rough stuff. But she had it made. She had it made. God caused her latter years to be better than her former. God did it. He said he would. Hallelujah. So, what is your problem? It's not your kids. I wrote some things down. Hallelujah. It's my job. Be the best you can be where you at. Serve God where you at. It's not your job. Your job is your opportunity. Some men, I ain't got a job. Well, sow a seed and believe God. Right? I do it all the time. I bring a seed and I'm like, you're going to increase me, praise God. You own your own business. You just don't know what it is how to live by faith yet. Just get your own business. Right? Get your own business. You can't be on, you're going to make so much one week and you can plan on it. You will discipline yourself. You'll learn to trust God. It's my job. Be the best you can be in Jesus' name. Guy told me one time, I'm driving my Social Security. Well, Lowe's will hire you. If what you got ain't enough, go work part-time at Lowe's. You can make ever how much the government will let you make above your Social Security. And let God multiply you. I ain't going to be under subject to no man. Pride. Pride will bring you to destruction. It'll bring you down. It'll bring you low. I ain't working. Like Aiden, he told me, he said, he works hard not to work. That's terrible. Yeah. So he told me, he said, Papa, I was going to tell you this. And I'm going to teach him a lesson this spring. I'm anxious for spring to get here. He said, nah, Papa, I'm not going to do it next year. I'm going to have my own garden. I'm going to make my own money with his own fruit stand. I said, wow, where are you going to get the fruit stand? I said, where? And then Teresa, you're going to have to ask Dad where you can put a garden. He ain't got no tiller. He's 7. He ain't got no tiller. Ain't got no fruit stand. He can't even hold a screw gun to put a screw in. But he's going to have his own garden. His own money. He ain't going out there and sweat out there like that. So I told him, I said, well, how are you going to tar your garden up? Well, I'm going to use your little mini-X, Papa. So you're going to use my stuff to do your stuff and make your money. I thought, I'm not even going to get into it with him right now because I'm going to put reality on him this spring. I'm going to say, where your garden going to be? I'm going to say, you want to be involved this year? Do you want to be? That's what God asked me and you. Do you want to be involved in all this prosperity? Do you want to be involved? Do you want to be involved in joy and peace and a good life? Do you want to be involved? I want you involved. I'm not going to make my little baby Aiden do the fruit stand. I'm not going to make him. I'm going to give him a choice. But now if he starts out carrying out, I'm going to make him carry through. Right? No man hadn't put his hand to the plow, Jesus said. Y'all remember that? And looks back. Ain't no looking back. We take that rear view mirror off. We're going forward in God. So this spring, I'm going to tell him, get your own tiller. Get your own. You're not going to plant it out here. Well, he's going to put it on the other side, so he's going to try to make more money than Aubrey. Across the road. I said, what are you going to sell? Well, I'm going to plant different stuff than she's got. So he's going to plant different stuff and he's going to get all the customers. He got it all figured out. I mean, knows that stuff had to come from Satan. He's not that far advanced. That's what we do if we're not careful. It's my kids. I had to get Teresa chickens to get her mind on something different. She had lost, she acted like the world had come to the end. Lost her baby. Then after she got used to that, he about half back slid on the Lord fighting another battle. I went out there one night, you got to go out there and preach the watch night service, I think at Preston Church years ago. You got to go out there, they're out there, bonfire, oh boy, they're just partying. I come in with a suit about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I just drive up there by the bonfire. I just drive up there, pull up there at the bonfire. I get out, you know, and I didn't say, hey, give me a beer. Oh, let me pull his tie and stuff off. Let me get, y'all give me a beer. Jesus, you know, he got to be like they are to win some. That's not what Paul meant. I didn't pull up there. Hey, y'all give me a beer. I know it's party time. Got to have you on my mind. Now I got out, walked up by the bonfire. Bible said let your light shine, don't it? He didn't say go to preaching to him. He said let your light shine. You know, Travis knows I serve God. Travis knows it. All the rest of them know it. They've been to church time or two. Couple of times. Just takes a couple of times. You know whether somebody real or not. I walked up there and I didn't see no whiskey, no beer. Had a little drunk girl sitting here. She's about drunk. She looked up there at me and, oh, Brother Scotty, I'm this close to getting saved. I'm this close to getting saved. I said, well, glory to God. Well, they seen me pull it up, and the dude, he'd been guzzling the whiskey. They put all the whiskey up, and I heard the next day it took them 3 days to get over the hangover. They went home, passed out with their head in the toilet. You know what? I went home, not a hangover, the next day, but God. And I went, prayed God, and I thought I didn't preach to him about nothing. Hallelujah. All I did is my presence. How many knows the presence of the Lord when you let him in changes you? When you let him, and you don't get these problems and let these problems get in the way between you and God. It's my co-workers. It's my grandkids. It's my messed up family. It's my finances, my bills. It's my neighbors. Their dogs, their cats, their cows. No, let God get involved through your faith in all the things that Satan wants to give you in your mind why you can't fully follow Jesus. Because the scripture says that me and you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. It didn't say some can and some can't. He said you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So you don't have any problems. Shambach went on to say it, and he said, all you need is faith in God. And I did it, and it works. Praise God. Let's bow our heads.